Rizzo and Gabby's WTF Wednesday.
What the f***?
This is where we do really interesting interviews today about the Loch Ness Monster. It's a creature we've all heard about. Does it exist? We don't know. There is a guy who holds the record for hunting the Loch Ness Monster for the longest amount of time, and he joins us right now. How are you, Steve Feltham?
I'm here on the side of Loch Ness, right on the beach, right next to the water. Right. So reporting live for you from the shore.
Oh, I hope we get a sighting.
Can you see Nessie? Or is all quiet this morning?
Not currently, but always optimistic.
So Gabby mentioned it there. You have the Guinness World Record for the longest continuous monster hunting vigil on the Loch. 31 years.
I've just tipped over into 32 years now, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah.
At what point do you
give up? I think it's a world record in patience I've got, really.
Yeah.
Well, I give up when we solve it. That's my objective. Find out what's in here, and then that's it. Mystery solved.
Talk us through this monster hunting mission you've been on for the last 32 years. You did see the Loch Ness Monster once upon a time, and now you've tried to solve the mystery. Is that right?
No, not really, no. I came here when I was a seven-year-old boy on a family holiday in 1970, and there was a gang of volunteer Nessie hunters here then, and seven-year-old boy, seeing grown men looking for dinosaurs in a Scottish loch, you know, it's hard not to find that enticing. Mm. And I just got hooked on the whole possibilities, and the passion for the subject just grew and grew. And I had many more holidays up here where I'd take a tent for 2 weeks and sit on the side of the loch and think, right, 2 weeks, you must be able to solve it in that time. And I just realized in the mid-20s, well, this is what I love doing, being here trying to find the answer to one of the world's greatest mysteries. Why am I going away to earn the money to get back again? Why don't I sell up and set off and see what becomes of a full-time Nessie hunter?
It's hard not to respect that. It's hard not to just go,
I love the passion.
This is what makes me happy, so it's what I want to do. Like, no one can, well, I can't shake my head at that. I bet you have. Yeah. Had people who do, though. Are there people who shake their head at you and go, Steve, you're a crazy man. Give up. What are you doing?
I just laugh. I mean, I know in my heart that I'm doing the utterly most enjoyable thing I could possibly do with my life, decade after decade. And when occasionally people look at that and they say, why is he wasting his life? I just think, well, you've got no idea of... I'm the rarest of things. I'm a free and happy man. Mm. You know, I earn a small living by making a little Nessie souvenir sat on a stone, and tourists come by and buy a few of those. I live in a converted mobile library van on the beach with the best view of Loch Ness you can possibly get. And that's utopia to me. That's just self-sufficiently trying to solve this classic mystery.
So, good on you. Yeah. That does sound like the ideal lifestyle. Yeah. Like, it doesn't sound bad at all. Has there been any sightings?
Yeah, in the first year, I arrived full-time in 1991, and in the first year, on one occasion, I was sat on the side of the loch at Fort Augustus, and something just shot through the water briefly, just for 5 or 10 seconds, like a torpedo. Well, you couldn't see the object, but you could see the spray of water off the back of it. Almost like a jet ski going through past you, but without the jet ski at the front of it. Oh. And, you know, that sort of defied explanation to me, but I, just being a novice at the time, just froze and pointed at it for 5 seconds, then it was gone. And I thought, well, year one, I've had this brief sighting. Shouldn't be long before I get the second glimpse of these things, and I'll photograph that. And here I stand on the beach now, still waiting for that second glimpse.
Steve, what do you think Nessie actually is? Is Nessie some sort of dinosaur creature, like you said? Is Nessie a whale penis? That's another rumor that's been going around. Or is Nessie just an unidentified species that we don't know?
Well, when I arrived here full time, I was looking for long-necked dinosaurs, plesiosaurs, and unfortunately, I can rule, after 31 years, what I can do is rule plesiosaurs out of the possibilities. I can also rule whale penises out, and I can rule most possibilities out. It comes down to me The front runners are things like Wells catfish, which are second biggest freshwater fish in the world. And whatever they are, we don't know. We know there's something massive in here. What it turns out to be, that's why it's still a mystery. We haven't identified what it is, just that it's in here.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. We've always said on this show, Gabby, like, you've got to have a passion in life, don't you?
Yep.
And
passion,
Steve,
and purpose.
You found yours, and you're a happy guy doing it. I know you say you meet hundreds of people every day doing what you do. You're anything but a hermit. Yeah. You met your partner doing what you do, and, yeah, you clearly got a real passion for it. So, Steve Feltham.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the unpredictability. It's the hunt. It's the pursuit of these animals, and it's the... You know, tomorrow I don't know if somebody's going to turn up and say, here, look at this bit of video. I've just solved the mystery for you. And, you know, that'd be a good day.
What would you do then?
I think I'd become an international monster hunter and go and find... I might go and help Tim the Yowie man find Yowies in Australia.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Find a Yowie.
Yeah.
That'd solve a mystery down here. Steve Feltham, the Guinness World Record holder for the longest continuous monster hunting vigil. I'm searching for that Loch Ness monster. I hope you find Nessie one day, Steve. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for your time.
If anybody wants to learn more about me, nessiehunter.co.uk. You'll find all the answers there.
Check it
out.
Thanks, Steve.